Good morning. This week's parasha, Parashat Emor, continues with the theme of Sefer Vayikra, talking about the Kohanim working the Beit Mikdash. And the Torah tells us here that due to the special status of the Kohanim being a little bit above other people when it comes to their level of Kedusha, there are certain rules that apply only to Kohanim and not to everyone else. The Torah begins by telling us, "Lenefesh lo itama be'amav, ki im l'shero akarov elav l'imo l'aviv l'ivno v'ito l'achiv." The Torah tells us that a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the dead unless it's a direct relative, and the list of relatives that he's allowed to be come to are seven, his immediate family. The Kohen Gadol, above the Kohen, is not even allowed to become tamei to his immediate family. The Torah here talks about min hamikdash lo yetze, and Chazal have a drasha. There's a machlok, I have to understand this, but the main understanding is the accepted understanding is that a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to come in contact with a dead person, even if he's one of his relatives. There are situations where he's allowed to, but I'm not going into that right now. What can we learn from this, from these laws that limit the Kohen from coming in contact with the dead? So there are different ways of taking this. Rabbi Soloveitchik in Isha Halacha, in his article, Halachic Man, which I can't find right now in the Bet Midrash in English, but in this article, when he talks about the correct attitude that we have towards death, he uses these halachot to explain that Judaism, unlike other religions, doesn't see the kedusha and ruchaniyut in death. Exactly the opposite. In Judaism, death makes us tameh. Anything to most of the laws of tumah v'tahara are connected somehow to the idea and the motif of death. And the more a person becomes kadosh kivyachol, the more you go up the ladder of kedusha, the less you come in contact with death, because the focus is really in the Torah that is applied to this world. We look for kedusha, we look for ruchaniyut, we look to come in contact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu here in this world, and not necessarily to seek it in the world to come. The world to come, we don't deal with that too much. We don't talk about that much. We don't understand exactly what's going to be there. But we want to focus on the level, on the idea of kedusha here in this world, to develop kedusha here in this world, and therefore death is the exact opposite of kedusha here in this world. It's not only about a Kohen, by the way. A Kohen is an example of a person who's more Kadosh. Kohen Gadol is more Kadosh. But we also have that option here by us when it comes to a Nazir, for example. What's a Nazir? It's not a person who is a regular Jew who wishes to also become as if more Kadosh. What are the laws that apply to the Nazir? One of them is not to come in contact with dead. So we see this idea of the correct attitude towards death may be a lesson to us to be learned from the halachot that apply in the beginning of this week's parasha. Bokir tov, shavua tov. Class will begin at 9:15.